He was standing over me now. Yes, I'm human, Mr. Wiggins. But nobody didn't know that for now. Cuss for nothing, beat for nothing, work for nothing, grin to get by. Everybody thought that's how it was supposed to be. You too, Mr. Wiggins. You never thought I was nothing else. I didn't either. Thought I was doing what the Lord had put me on this earth to do. He went to the window and turned to look at me. Now all y'all want me to be better than everybody else. How, Mr. Wiggins? You tell me. I don't know, Jefferson. What I got left, Mr. Wiggins? 2 weeks? I think it's something like that, if nothing happens. Nothing gonna happen, Mr. Wiggins. And it ain't something like that. That's all I got on this here earth. I gotta face that, Mr. Wiggins. It's all right for y'all to say something like that. For me, it's that. That. That's all. And like Reverend Ambrose say, then I'll have to give up this old earth. But ain't that where I'm going, Mr. Wiggins? Back in the earth? My head down, I didn't answer him. You can look at me, Mr. Wiggins. I don't mind. I raised my head, and I saw him standing there under the window, big and tall, and not stooped as he had been in chains. I'm going to do my best, Mr. Wiggins. That's all I can promise. My best. You're more a man than I am, Jefferson. 'Cause I'm going to die soon? That make me a man, Mr. Wiggins? My eyes were closed before this moment, Jefferson. My eyes have been closed all my life. Yes, we all need you. Every last one of us. He studied me a while, then he turned his back and looked up at the window. So pretty out there, he said. So pretty. I ain't never seen it so pretty. I looked at him standing there, big and tall, his broad back toward me. What it gonna be like, Mr. Wiggins? I thought I knew what he was talking about, but I didn't answer him. He turned around to face me. What it gonna feel like, Mr. Wiggins? I shook my head. I felt my eyes burning. I hope it ain't long. It's not long, Jefferson, I said. How you know, Mr. Wiggins? I read it. I was not looking at him. I was looking at the wall. It had been in the newspaper. The first jolt, if everything is right, immediately knocked a person unconscious. He came back and sat down on the bunk. I'm all right, Mr. Wiggins. I nodded without looking at him. Care for a tato, Mr. Wiggins? He said, opening the paper bag. Sure, I said.